First is the MFF. The Committee of the Region has established the need for an ambitious and decentralized budget in all policies. About the ambitious part, I think the proposal of the Commission is a good step in the right direction. But let's keep in mind the need for a decentralized budget in all policies, a budget that can fulfill the potential that local and regional authorities have to offer to this kind of instrument. Second, let me address, in the context of the MFF, the COVID-19 challenges. Just to stress that the economic recovery is important, but let's not forget the social importance, the social aspect of this recovery. So I would like to add my voice to the ones like Ambassador Nunbrito and others that have stressed the importance of the social dimension. Third, in the context of MFF, let me address the cohesion policy. Just to say that the renewed importance of the cohesion policy is not only to be a surrogate mother of the budget need for the recovery of the COVID-19, but it should be the matrix upon which the response is built on three main factors: the territorial cohesion, the social cohesion, and the economic cohesion. Finally, and to conclude, let me address the conference on the future of Europe. If I'm reading correctly, the treaties is not only an opportunity for the Committee of the Regions, but also a responsibility to be a full member and a full part in this endeavor. So our role is not only administrative, if you want to put it this way, to organize debates, to promote the conference, but it's also a political role. And it is important that this should be considered from the starting point of this endeavor. So the Committee of the Regions, as the local and regional authorities, have a political role to play in this endeavor. And I think this should be very, very clear so we can all be part of winning this challenge. Finally, just to say that I think it's important to bear in mind that it's a danger to the Europe, to the European project, to have this kind of debate with some taboos or forbidden issues. You cannot debate the future of Europe if you say that, well, we can debate, but issue X and Y are not on the table and should not be on the table. This is a danger for the conference itself, but I think, and I'm convinced, for Europe itself, because it gives room for the populists' approach to say, see, they don't want to discuss really what matters, they just want you to discuss what matters to them. So I urge you to consider this issue of having a transparent, of having inclusive, and having an open debate about the conference or on the conference of the future of Europe. Thank you, Mr. President.